Beowulf, translated by Francis B. Grimmer. 34. Wiglaf his name was, Wostan's son, Lindenthane loved, the lord of Skyflings, Alfhir's kinsman. His king he now saw with heat under helmet hard oppressed. He minded the prizes his prince had given him, wealthy seed of the Wegmundling line, and folk rights that his father owned. Not long he lingered. The linden, yellow his shield, he seized, the old sword he drew. As heirloom of Eanmund, earth-dwellers knew it, he who was slain by the sword-edged son of Oter, friendless exile erst in fray, killed by Wostan, who won for his kin brown-bright helmet, breastplate-ringed old sword of Iltun's, Onela's gift, weeds of war of the warrior thane, battle-gear brave, though a brother's child had been felled, the feud was unfelt by Onela. For winters this war-gear Wostan kept, breastplate and board, till his bairn had grown, earlship to earn as the old sire did. Then he gave him, mid geats, the gear of battle, portion huge, when he passed from life fared, aged forth. For the first time now, with his leader lord, the liegeman young, was bidden to share the shock of battle. Neither softened his soul, nor the sire's bequest weakened in war. So the worm found out when once in fight the foes had met. Wiglaf spake, and his words were sage. Sad in spirit, he said to his comrades, I remember the time when mead we took, what promise we made to this prince of ours in the banquet hall, to our breaker of rings, for gear of combat to give him requital for hand, sword, and helmet, if hap should bring stress of this sort. Himself, who chose us from all his army to aid him now, urged us to glory, and gave these treasures because he counted us keen with a spear and hardy neath helm. Though this hero work our leader hoped unhelped and alone to finish for us, folk defender, who hath got him glory greater than all men for daring deeds. Now the day is come that our noble master has need of the might of warrior stout. Let us stride along the hero to help while the heart is about him glowing and grim. For God is my witness, I am far more fain the fire should seize along with my lord these limbs of mine. Unsuiting, it seems, our shields to bear homeward hence, save here we essay to fell the foe and defend the life of the weeder's lord. I wot 'twas shame on the law of our land if alone the king out of Geatish warriors woe endured and sank in the struggle. My sword and helmet, breastplate and board, for us both shall serve. Through slaughter reek strode he to succor his chieftain, his battle helm bore, and brief words spake. Beowulf, dearest, do all bravely, as in youthful days of yore thou vowedest that while life should last thou wouldst let no wise thy glory droop. Now great in deeds, Aethling steadfast, with all thy strength shield thy life. I will stand to help thee. At the words the worm came once again, murderous monster, mad with rage, with fire billows flaming its foes to seek, the hated men. In heat waves burned that board to the boss, and the breastplate failed to shelter at all the spear thane young. Yet quickly under his kinsman's shield went eager the earl, since his own was now all burned by the blaze. The bold king again had mind of his glory. With might his glaive was driven into the dragon's head. Blow, nerved by hate, but Nagling was shivered. Broken in battle was Beowulf's sword, old and gray. 'Twas granted him not that ever the edge of iron at all could help him at strife. Too strong was his hand, so the tale is told, and he tried too far with strength of stroke all swords he wielded, though sturdy their steel they steaded him not. Then for the third time fought on its feud that folk-destroyer fire-dread dragon, and rushed on the hero where room allowed. Battle-grim burning, its bitter teeth closed on his neck and covered him with waves of blood from his breast that welled. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.